to Battle Pets with Aludra and Kephis. This is episode 5.1. I'm Aludra. I've been hearing how awesome I am, and with me is Kephis, your friendly neighborhood paladin.
Yep, I've been hearing how friendly I am.
You're pretty awesome. You're awesomely friendly is what's going on.
Heck yeah.
All right, so you may have noticed I said 0.1. Well, what happened to 5.0? Why do we need a fancy 0.1 title? Aludra, are you a Cylon? No, I'm not a Cylon. What happened is we recorded the show and then it went digital. And I don't mean in that good way that it comes to your iPod and it's out on the net. No, our voices crashed Skype somehow. And it was this really big mess. And I did everything I could to fix it. And it didn't work. So this
I forgot to announce that I'm actually a Dovahkiin.
Is that what happened? So yeah, wait, you've got a Dovahkiin shout that disrupts electronics?
Yep. It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Oh my gosh.
I would use it right now, but if I did, then it would cause the same problem, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, so. And then I'd be mad. And
see what I did there?
Yep.
So yep, I'll never be able to show you guys my thoon. Because if I do, then
I'll
broke loose.
Now wait, do you have all three dragon shouts, like, to make this the most powerful thune there is?
Yes, yeah, if I did it all, if I use it at full capacity, then we would all go black, and we wouldn't be able to communicate. So I can't do it, obviously, because that would cause problems, but, you know, I have to be careful.
Oh man, that is the best real-life mod I've ever heard.
Isn't it amazing?
Thank you, Kephis. Yeah. Yes, except it's not amazing when the show crashes and we're all sad. So
yeah, sorry. I was really excited because I just learned it and I forgot.
Yes, yeah, so if you could refrain from now on, I would appreciate it personally. All right, besides mastering your thum, what have you been up to lately, Kef?
What have I been doing? I have been doing a lot of TV show watching. Because this is the worst point and best point in World of Warcraft because, well, actually the best point will be in 2 weeks, but, you know,
yeah,
we're really excited because the expansion is coming, but there's nothing for me to do in the game right now at all, except level up characters, which is fine, and I'm doing that a little bit, but I wanted to watch some shows that I hadn't ever seen that were really good, like Hell on Wheels and then Sons of Anarchy. I watched both of those from season one to their ends in all week. So I watched one full season of Hell on Wheels, and then I watched four seasons of Sons of Anarchy all in 1 week. And,
Wow. Yeah.
My brain was pretty fried.
Crazy.
That was interesting. No. They're both really good.
You were entertained, not fried.
Yeah, it was exciting. I mean, they were great shows. I recommend them both.
All right, well, I'm going to keep that in mind, because I haven't seen either of them, though I'm hearing great things about Hell on Wheels, so...
It's awesome, and season two is in progress right now, so that was just perfect timing for me. And then season five of Sons of Anarchy just started this past Tuesday, so it's, like, unbelievable timing for both those shows. So, yeah, and that and Guild Wars 2. Been playing Guild Wars 2, and that game's awesome, and WoW is awesome, so... Having plenty of things to do is not a problem. So
yeah,
and we get the Jaina stuff this Tuesday, so there's going to be plenty of World of Warcraft to do.
I'm so looking forward to the Jaina stuff. I just read the book, and it was so good. Mm-hmm. And Kef, this one has an audiobook.
Oh, does it really?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I just got super excited.
Yeah, it has an audiobook. Now, some people don't care for the narrator, but it's an audiobook.
Where can people find this?
Where can people find this? Actually, I'm not quite sure. Hold on. It's in a thread in our guild forums.
Oh.
That's how I know. I've been reading the Jaina Proudmoore Tides of War thread. And oh my gosh, this book was so amazing. It was such a good book. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but I just absolutely devoured it. I was so excited. I got it downloaded on my Nook at like midnight and everything. It was, you know, awesome. Gone are the days where we lined up for Harry Potter, I swear. But
yeah, digital is awesome.
Mm-hmm. It can be really, really awesome. Maybe it's free on Audible, you know?
Yeah. So, for everybody that doesn't know, for the next couple days, Kephis will be listening to Tides of War.
Hey, it's great. Do it. Listen to it while you're doing the dishes. Listen to it while you're doing the laundry. Listen to it while you're not watching TV, because that's really cross-purposes.
Yeah, it's, that's hard to do. While I'm leveling up my shaman.
Yes, while you're leveling up your shaman. Oh, man. Meanwhile, I've been in World of Warcraft. I've been hunting up Anzu, failure. Hunting up the Baron Mount, failure. Hunting up the Horseman's Mount, failure. I'm done hunting up mounts. I got so sick of it, I actually leveled my priest.
Nice. 85?
Yeah. No, she's
You're
84. She's 84.
Oh.
She's almost 85. But I'm not really good at shadow priesting. It seems like I'm really great healer priest. I enjoy it. It's fun. But shadow priesting kind of getting to the point where it's like, So anybody who was running with me a couple days ago, I am so sorry. I was that shadow priest pulling 3-4K. Yes, 3-4K. But my gear sucks, and it was so bad I didn't even realize I wasn't wearing gear. I wasn't wearing two slots of gear, and I didn't even have any idea. And so as things are going, I'm rolling neat on greens and being pathetic because any helm's better than no helm, because I took an inventory of all my BOA gear for mists.
Forgot your pants again.
I was wearing pants. I wasn't wearing a hat or a cape.
Ah,
That, and I've been helping out our guild with all their questions about pet battles and why can't I cage my pets, and all that stuff's coming up later. For now, though, what do you say we move into news?
News.
Reporting live from Pandaria.
We have the latest from World of Warcraft.
There's pandas everywhere!
News.
So, Aludra, this will be our last show before Mists of
Oh my
Pandaria.
gosh, no way!
What would have been 14 days in 5.0 episode will be 10 days in 5.1 episode, so we're even
Yeah,
closer.
okay. We're closer now. Yes, but I'm gonna do everything I can to get this show out today. So hopefully this news will still be relevant for all you. But the
I'm
last show
excited.
before Miss, this is a huge milestone. We're about to move into the subject which we've been podcasting about for 2 months.
And we'll have much more to talk about when that happens, we promise.
So much more to talk about, guys. It's going to be pet splosion over here. Petapalooza.
Kind of a slow news week, really, and so that's why we're talking about the fact that this is the last show before the expansion.
Well,
Woo!
they're holding a lot of news for the expansion, I'm sure. I mean,
Oh,
even Mumper on the forums has been quiet, and I want to get Mumper and Kha'Vix into a room and go, "Guys, I'm Aludra. Talk to me, please." But that'll never happen.
if that
That'd be
happened,
cool.
they'd probably be terrified.
Yeah, I'm a lot to deal with.
I'm just imagining someone locking me in a room and going, "Talk to me, please."
Oh, well, not okay. Yeah, that's really creepy. Thanks. One news bit that we seem to have missed, that other people pointed out that we missed and were very sorry for missing, is the Fox Kit is available for 200 Tol'Barad tokens. Now, this was announced so long ago that we kind of forgot it was coming in with the patch. We're really sorry, but at 200 tokens, that's the same price as a mount. Isn't the Rustiber Gull available for only like 50 tokens, Kephas? It's okay.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so isn't that a bit outrageous that the Fox Kit is suddenly 200 tokens?
I don't know what they're thinking because I don't know. But it just seems crazy because I think what they're trying to say is, well, we kind of still want you to farm it the normal way, but if you really want to grind, we're going to make you grind a lot to get those tokens up for this thing. So.
You can't tell me that there are people crying out, "I have thousands of tokens from Tol'Barad. Give me something to spend them on." I
No.
refuse to believe people were so enamored with the zone that that happened.
I don't even have the mounts. I don't even think I have the gall, actually. So,
I have
yeah.
100 tokens, I will admit, because I was farming up for one of the mounts and I stopped because I don't like
Yeah.
dailies.
Only you.
And, so I guess I should pick it up. My husband got both mounts and the gall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Check him out. Yeah.
Well, he's a skinner, so.
Oh, yeah, he's out there all the time anyways.
No, he
Well, here's the
was,
fun.
but then the place died out, so.
Yeah. Here's the funny thing about this is, we're right on the verge of a new expansion. We're going to be going to a new continent. How many people are going to want to go back to Tol'Barad to do these dailies every day?
I don't see many people doing it. I mean, how many people go to Wintergrasp? And that was like the most fun ever back in
Yeah.
Wrath. And I mean, that really got me into PvP. It really got me wanting to play that battleground. all the time. Whenever it popped. When's Wintergrasp? How long till Wintergrasp? I want to own some face. But now, if you get five people in there, you're lucky. So
yeah.
It's a bit late in the expansion to be going, oh, by the way, 200 tokens is yours.
I think this is for the completionists, the collectors, for people like us, I guess, who don't have it, like me. One of these days, I maybe will want to go back and try to get this thing. Oh, well.
I've got two now. My hunter killed a fox on accident, and out came a fox kit. I was so mad because it wasn't on Aludra that I still continued to farm on Aludra. So now I have two. I don't need to, so I will gift you with one, Kephis, because guess what, guys? They're cageable.
Oh. Yep.
I've got two right now. I got Firefox and Slyfox, and you can have one.
All right. You're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I will name him Chrome Fox.
Chrome Fox? Okay. I wonder if they keep their name when they're caged. So we'll find out. Yes.
Yes, we will. Well, hey, there's another thing you can do. If you're really hard up for money, I don't know how much they're going to go on the auction house, but with them being so rare and so hard to obtain, if you want some serious cash, I bet you could probably drop one of these in the auction house for a good chunk of change. So anyways, but for the rest of you people who aren't friends with Aludra the Mage, you can go to Tol'Parad and you can get 200 tokens and you can get yourself a fox kit.
I'm just trying to make the teams balanced for when we have our grudge match, sir.
Oh.
Did wild anybody else pets, hear that? Yeah. Wild pets, those are totally wild cards, but I'll spot you a fox kit. You gave me a geode once for my birthday.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a nice find by you. You can find out how to obtain a pet in your pet journal. You just select a pet and mouse over the pet icon in the upper left corner, and it'll tell you how and where to obtain it and if it's tradable. Nice find, by the way.
Hey, yeah, I was actually going to code a mod to tell us that on mouse over. So I was in the game, and I was messing with it just to check out how the interface worked and everything, and that's when I discovered it. So it's not in the column to the left, which is what I expected. Mouse over it, it'll tell you in the column. It doesn't do that. So you actually have to click on it, and you get that close-up view up the top column in the right. And if you mouse over the icon there, you'll get it. And that's really handy. I could just wish it would do it in the column. You know what I'm saying? But then I imagine that'd be a bit difficult on the machine, because every time you moused over it, it'd pull up all the info. So thank you so much for that, Blizzard, especially since the armory's down.
Right. Well, that's the cool thing about this is I don't have to go log into the armory now and go to my character and pull all that up. So now I can just check the tooltips for whatever pet I'm looking for. And it's very intuitive, too, because like if it's a vendor pet, it'll tell you what zone and what vendor, like who, and then how much it costs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really neat. And if it's like a drop, it'll tell you who it drops from. For example. It'll also tell you what quest, if it's a quest drop. So, I mean, it's really handy.
Yeah, it actually cancels out a lot of my mods and add-ons, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
It's less of a load on my machine. Now, the problem with it is I was looking up the Tiny Flamefly for this week's show, and it gave two quest names, and it didn't specify Horde or Alliance yet. So then I went to Wowhead, and it's like, no, the 7-Up one is for the Alliance, and Flamefly's one is Horde. So they need to do something to specify it. I don't mind that they're both there. That's actually kind of handy. It keeps with the spirit of neutrality of the entire pet journal. But at the same time, they kind of need a bit of a differentiation. So I'm hoping that might be added soon.
Yeah, it's like really anything that you do, you're going to have to at some point look it up. You know, that's just unavoidable. But I know what you mean. The other thing that's nice is whether it's tradable. If it's tradable, there won't be anything in the tooltip. If it's not tradable, it'll be red text that says this pet is not tradable. So if you don't see that text anywhere in that tooltip, then you can trade that pet.
Speaking of cageability, pets are still not cageable. Sorry, guys, but it looks like we still can't cage them for the profit we are all dreaming about getting. You know, since we can't sell the wild pets. Ugh.
You know, I've been thinking about this one because it kind of bothered me. Like, why can't we cage them and start selling and making money and all that stuff? Because we have so many, and they're going to be consolidating them soon, and we're not 100% sure how that's going to work, and, you know, are we going to lose them and whatnot. But the thing is pet battles are directly connected to whether or not you own Mists of Pandaria expansion pack. So caging pets is a feature of pet battles, right?
Yes.
The reason why we can't cage them is because that feature isn't available to our accounts. It's probably already in the game, But since we don't own Mists, we're basically experiencing what people who don't own Mists are going to experience. If you don't own Mists of Pandaria, you're not going to be able to participate in any form of pet battles.
That includes caging your pets, apparently.
Right. So that's why you can't cage your pets. It's not a bug. It's nothing. It's just that you got to own Mists first. So
yep.
If you were thinking, this is something else, if you were not planning to get the expansion, but you were still thinking of maybe, you know, I can still sell pets because I can go get them. Not the wild pets, but the quest pets and the other pets that are tradable. You're still not going to be able to do that. You know, yeah. So you can get them. You can still go get mechanical chickens and disgusting ooselings and all those pets like you could before. You're not going to be able to cage them and trade them. So you can still sell them when you get them. But if you put them in your pet journal, you can't take them back out unless you have the expansion. So
it's a pet battle functionality.
Right. So that's what we speculate, at least. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure we're right.
So let's move on to Pet Spotlight now that the news is done.
Pet Spotlight.
All right, Pet Spotlight. This is where we're highlighting the pet families, which you may want to know as a pet type. It's a really difficult distinction to make. Blizzard. Some of the lingo is just stuck with us forever. This is the third installment of Pet Spotlight, and we are focusing on aquatic and flying types.
Yes, this is families version 3.0. We're talking about the birds and the fish.
Fish.
Sounds like a very disgusting topic that you're going to share with your kids one day.
No. We can't have them birds and bees. They commingle.
Oh, right. So yes, as Ludra said, we're talking about aquatic and flying. So let's start with aquatic. Aquatic pets, aquatic families, would include turtles, frogs, crabs, anything under the sea, mon. Oh, I just said sea, mon.
That's even better because it was accidental.
Yeah, should we leave that in?
Probably.
Okay. All right. Oh, man. Okay, so... So aquatic types are weak against flying, but resistant to undead. Does that make sense to you?
Let's see. Aquatic. So that's like the fishes. A heron can totally eat a fish. An eagle comes in. They're going to get that fish.
Yep.
But yeah, the undead thing, I think that has to do more with the fact that they're water types. You know, water, purifier, undead, no. Which is really funny to me because how hard the undead worked to get that port city of Gilneas.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Oh, man. So yeah, aquatic are weak against flying but resistant to undead. Now, aquatic attacks do more damage to elemental, but they're weak against magic. Now, explain this one.
You know, elemental is everything but aquatic, which is really weird. So, like, the thunder types, the fire types, the ground types, they're all considered elemental types.
Yeah.
I don't know why they're the great exclusion, but...
Well, I think what it is what you have to remember with pet families is, unlike Pokemon, where there were fire types, water types, electric types, you know, all the other, you know, elemental types, in this game, families are kind of more categorized by their habitats. So you've got, you know, critters, beasts... flying, aquatic, and then you've got elementals, and in WoW, you know, elementals are all kind of viewed as the same. You know, shamans control the elements. You know, there's the elemental plane where all the elemental beings come from and where the powers come from. You know, so they all kind of have their own habitat or their own origin, and that's how they're separated in this. They're not separated by their element or their type. That's why they call them families, because they're not types necessarily. They're families, their habitats, you know. So when you think of pet battles and you think of the categories, you know, that's kind of why we always say anything under the water, because that's kind of how they are categorized. So that's an easy way to remember.
Like the eels that we were discussing, our sea snake.
Right. It's going to be tempting to think that you have a fire elemental taking on a earth elemental or a different type of elemental that it's going to be strong, but that's not the case. An electric elemental and a fire elemental do the same kind of damage. And that's kind of hard to get used to.
Yeah, it really is. It's a total mind twist from what we're used to. Fire is not weak against water.
But yeah, and so aquatic types, where water is separated because it's more focused on the water environment, not the water element.
Yeah.
An aquatic monster will be strong against elemental. So even if that's an electric elemental.
Maybe he's strong against it because he was able to resist their club.
Right?
And go, no, I live in water, so not the elemental plane. Forget you guys. That's why I can beat you down.
Yeah, so what this tells me is that Neptalon would kick Ragnaros' face.
Yeah.
And then go on to whip Alakir and the fat chick. What's her name?
The fat chick? Oh my god.
Sorry. One star reviews from...
Oh, that, no. Therizane, dude. She has a whole faction named after her. Therizane.
Yeah, Therizane. Deep home lady. Yeah, her. No, we're going to talk more about elementals and magic next week, because I'd like to kind of get into how these are different, and we can explain them better. But let's get back to aquatic. So yeah, aquatic attacks do more damage to elemental, but they're weak against magic. Now, they have a very interesting special ability or passive ability. The duration of damage over time effects are reduced on aquatic type. Or aquatic families.
Now that sounds underwhelming until you realize that the damage over time things are like the Jade Crane Chick's whirlwind. And not just poison attacks, but various abilities that you set up that do damage for the rest of the fight. Now the fact that they're reduced is pretty cool. At first I was underwhelmed until I realized just what all this entailed. And then I was like, really? That's really awesome. It also explains all the trouble I was having with my pets during those initial battles.
Well, it's something to think about if you're taking on a, an aquatic monster or aquatic pet. Think about using your poisons and your damage over time abilities. Don't rely on those as much because I've had dots, you know, poison specifically in the beta, eat me for lunch and really take down my pets, whittle their health down pretty bad. So this is a pretty good one. It may not seem as exciting as what you're going to hear from the flying one and from what the beast had, but I still think they're pretty strategic.
It's a very good passive ability to have.
Yeah.
It's not as flashy as the other ones, but it's really cool.
I kind of prefer these over the temporary boost, you know, when you're the boost to attack or speed or whatever, because with these, it's always the case. No matter what your aquatic monster's health is at, he's always going to be resistant to damage over time effects. So, just like critters are resistant to traps and whatnot. Yeah. Those are very important. Like I said, you know, there's so much more to this than just doing damage, you know.
There really is.
All contributing to strategy. Let's move on to flying families. Almost said types again.
It's types. Types. Just give it up. It's types. It's types.
Yeah. Right. So, the pets that would be in the flying family would include chickens, moths, and birds. Anything in the air.
Makes sense, though I've never seen a chicken exactly migrate.
Right? Yeah. So apparently if you have wings or a beak, you are
penguins are not flying. That's what I'm trying to say. Penguins are not flying types. They got that right.
Right. Yeah, penguins aren't. We checked. We thought they would be. They're actually
Because, you know, if a chicken is a flying type, can a penguin be a flying type? No. Ooh. So there we go.
It's aquatic. So there you go.
Thank you, Blizzard.
Yeah, thank you, Blizzard, for confusing us further.
Yes. And besides, moths don't have beaks.
They have wings. I said wings or beaks.
Oh, okay.
I covered my own butt. That sounded weird. Okay, so flying types, I said it again, flying families are weak against magic, but resistant to beast.
Makes sense. Magic is ranged.
Yep.
So it can hit you. It doesn't matter. As any ranged class will tell you, unless it's like totally out of your ranged range. Yeah. Say that three times fast. You're going to hit it. If you're locked onto it, you're going to hit it. But beasts, you know, they're jumping and they're trying to nip at them. And they're like, nah, I'm just out of your reach. Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha. So yeah, I think that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense. Yesterday I was doing a raid. We were in Hyjal, the old Hyjal raid, and we were on those ways where the gargoyles were coming out, and I was playing a paladin, and I felt very inadequate.
That's a tough fight to play as melee.
Yeah.
Simply because of those gargoyles.
Yep. Didn't have the reach for it. So just like that, in this case, magic has reach where beasts simply do not.
Mm-hmm.
So think of it that way. I like how we always feel the need to explain the logic.
Yeah, like we've got to logic this for everybody. But yeah. Hey, you know what? It's part of the fun.
Yeah, it's part of the fun. I mean, there's no logic in this game whatsoever, but we still like to try to make it logical. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where things get really interesting. Flying attacks do more damage to aquatic, but they're weak against dragonkin. Now, the reason why I say this is weird is because I don't know if it's how we grouped these two up this week, but this is the first time I've ever experienced this, where an aquatic type is weak against a flying type, but a flying attack also does more damage to an aquatic type. This is the first time we've had a type be weak against another type and have that type's attack also do more damage to that type. So not only are aquatics weak against flying, but flying attacks also do more damage, which means that if your chicken pecks my frog is going to go down, like, right now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It's a double whammy is what it is. I thought so far that they had set it up so that wouldn't happen, but seeing it here, and it makes sense, you know, sometimes now and then there's going to be some overlap like this. There's just going to be. I know it's probably the same team who developed the entire thing, so it's not like Team A is working on defense and Team B is working on attacks and then they met in the middle. But it is a matter of, that's really rough. You do not want to pull out an aquatic type versus a bird. That's just it. You do not. No matter what you do, because you're going to get hurt badly. Unless there's an ability that you can get out really quick, I would avoid it at all costs. So we'll see how that shapes up. Now, real soon, though, this will be second nature to me and Kephas. We'll be able to spout these things immediately. The fact is we have not immersed ourselves in the battle system because we want to keep it fresh and experience it with everybody. And have the same experiences and the same challenges and do the same things with all of you. So we want to keep it exciting and new. And part of that is not second nature to us just yet. It's the sort of thing you get with practice. Kind of like how you know where to position your healer. And you know when to call your cooldowns and all that. We just haven't gotten there yet. We've maybe spent 3 hours in the system so far.
Yeah, and it's going to take a little while to get used to things. And, you know, you would think that we would be the most studied.
Mm-hmm.
Here, but we know that there are plenty of you out there who are probably much further
yelling
along
at
in
us.
Their, in your, yeah, yeah, and that's going to stay that way. There are going to be people out there that are so more into this than we are and ahead of us.
And more power to you. That's how you want to play your game. We're not
Good
saying
luck.
That's a bad way to play. We're just saying that this is not how we're playing it yet. Now, this may change. We might get totally into it and go totally psycho with it, and the odds are pretty good. And please ignore the garbage truck in the background because it's just not going to go away. But for now, we want to wait until launch.
Right. Exactly. By the way, just so you know, you might know more, but doesn't mean that you're going to beat us in battle. So just remember that.
Yes.
Because we have the heart of the pets on our side. Put your faith in the heart of the pets. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yugi reference to Pokemon. Love it.
That's right. You're going to get a lot of that. But if you do know something about this with the overlap and if that's consistent, feel free to email us.
Yes, please.
If you want to do any research for us, feel free to email us. That's fine.
All right. So what about the flying passive ability? What's that? Because I'm really excited to see what they did.
The flying passive is pretty awesome. You gain 50% speed when you're above 50% health.
Oh, that's one of those ones you don't like too much.
I don't dislike them. It's still strategy. What I'm thinking is, my thoughts right now would be that this is a very good thing to start with. A flying type, you know, it's like in Pokemon. Start with Pidgeotto because he's going to do some damage quick. Bring your flying type out. Maybe throw some stuns, throw some status effects. You know, whatever you got, hit them hard, hit them fast.
Yeah.
And then go from there. Because you're always going to strike first.
Oh, well, unless somebody has that magical faster pet even, you know?
Right. Because a 50% movement speed is pretty significant. Even if it's a slow bird, it's going to become pretty quick initially with that boost. So it's strategy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's something to think about. And if you combine that with the right abilities, you can do some serious damage right off the bat. I like it. I mean, they're effective, you know, and that's the point is thinking.
Yeah,
of...
I don't like anything that takes effect at 50% health because that puts me on edge. You know, if you're 50% health or lower, it's like, nope, not interested in that at all because that freaks me out. I'm sitting there stressed. Oh my God, do I pull him back yet? But he's got this really great attack power buff. But at the same time, I don't want him in there if he's going to die because then he doesn't get XP. And no, passing.
Yep, learning to use beast types is going to be a skill.
It really will. It'll take me a bit. I'm not even going to pretend otherwise.
Right.
At least memorize the passives if you don't want to try and memorize all these Venn diagrams. All right, let's move on to wishlist updates.
Wishlist.
The wishlist. Now, this actually got a response from us. Keep them coming, guys. But one of our responses on the website went missing. This was a really good reply, and it's something we had wanted to reference, but now it's gone. And we're sad.
No.
Uh-huh. So please put it back if you're the one who put it up. I'm not saying you took it down. I'm just saying it went missing. Our site ate it or something, and we're sad. Maybe it had something to do with an outage that I missed or something. I don't know. But to everybody else, please feel free to write in. We love hearing your guys' ideas about the pet battle system and what you would like to see and how you would change it if you were the guy in charge. Because it's fun to read and we plan on highlighting them. So just because you hear we're getting responses doesn't mean we don't want to hear from you too.
Absolutely.
Everybody who sent in stuff has ruled so far. So
yeah, get involved. We'd love to hear from you. So Ludra. One of my wish lists that I didn't mention actually got answered. Know what it was?
I'm still reeling over the fact that you had a wish list you didn't mention last show.
I know. I don't know why I didn't think about it. It was kind of subtle.
All right. So the unspoken wish that was granted, what was it?
I'm a big fan of all of the WoW soundtracks, and I like the way in pet battles how they're kind of doing a throwback to Warcraft 2 and all that stuff. And it's kind of neat. We've already mentioned it so many times. My mind goes back so strongly to Pokemon with pet battles. Mm-hmm. And I just can't help it. When I'm doing that, my mind wants to hear Pokemon music.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, this wish list was more focused not towards Blizzard, but towards mod writers. And I knew it was going to happen sooner or later, but it happened quicker than I expected. Somebody made a mod that actually plays the Pokemon music in the game when you do pet battles.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Pet Battle Pokemon Mod.
A little on the nose there, but hey.
Yeah, rolls off the tongue.
Well,
the
that's super fun. I'm excited about this.
What it does is basically like you'll enter combat or you'll enter a pet battle and it'll even do the thing, you know, kind of like the startup.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll actually play the music. And then if you win, it'll play the victory music at the end. And yeah,
super fun.
Yeah, it actually... It sounds like you're holding a Game Boy in your hand. Like, that's what it sounds like, directly cut from the games. It's kind of weird. My only concern, though, is that this mod may not stick around forever. Because they actually are using Nintendo-licensed songs, and they're providing those in the mod. And there have been mods in the past. There was the big one, the Final Fantasyization mod. They actually had old Final Fantasy VII and various tracks, and you're not really supposed to do that. But then again, they still have Super Mario World of Warcraft in the game. That's kind of a fun little mod that makes your whole game sound like Super Mario. And they haven't pulled that one, so you know it's.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Right. If you want to check it out, check it out. If not, that's cool. I'm actually not using that one though because I use a mod. I've featured this one on Mod Minute before. It's called Soundtrack, and it does a lot more than just pet battles. It actually lets you change the music in the entire game. Like, you can have music in for when you're in combat against bosses, elite mobs, and different mob types. You can have different music in towns, in the main cities, in zones, all kinds of stuff, you know, and you can play music for it.
You talked me through setting it up, and I turned all the in music into Fable music. And that was really cool. So now when I go into small little quaint towns, like specific inns, or actually all inns, they sound like that small town music from Fable. And that's really awesome. And then, you know, I got some Final Fantasy music elsewhere. But you got to use your own songs in it. And that's the difference between this and the Pokemon mod, is you have to have the song on your computer already. And if you don't, then its soundtrack's not going to play it for you. It's not going to, like, go buy it from iTunes for you or secretly torrent it for you. None of that. So soundtrack works with music you have, whereas Pokemon is just giving you all of the Pokemon soundtracks.
Correct. And now that Soundtrack's latest update is providing music for battle pets. So when you're in pet battles, and it has different types, like different songs you can have when you're playing against other players, different songs for each zone, different songs for when you're doing gym battles or tamer battles, as they're called in the pet battle system. It's very handy. We're going to have both of these mods, links to both of these mods on our show notes. And when you go to the page on Curse, it'll explain to you how to set them up. Soundtrack takes a little bit more setting up, but it's a lot more fun. It's one of my favorite mods. I've been using it since I first started playing the game early on. So
Soundtrack gets really specific, everyone. Sometimes you just need a change. It's great music. I love the music in WoW, but we've been listening to it for what, 6-7 years?
7 years, yeah.
Yeah. So now and then you just gotta change something out.
Yep, just change things up some, and especially for pet battles. So if it's, it may not be your thing. If not, that's cool. We just, you know, thanks for listening. If it is, go check it out.
Ooh, when we do PvP battles, I want to get that Dovahkiin song, the really cool one from Skyrim. That's going to be great. Oh, I hope the battles last long enough.
Oh, yeah. I have I have a very fun one already picked out.
Awesome. Now we're going to go over some tips and tricks I've found out in the game. So... Yay. Insider tip. This one actually comes from Kefis. Do you have tunes on different realms? Check out the auction houses. It doesn't matter how much or how little gold you have, or if you think your auction house has the best price. The other realms have different economies, and since pets are now account-wide, you can jump to that old dead server you never play on anymore and see if there's anything even cheaper. Like, Hyacinth Macaws go for 15k on our realm. Well... And our alt realm, where we play Alliance, we found them for as low as 9k. That's 6 grand difference. Now, if you have the money on the alternate realm, jump on it. We've been playing multiple markets pretty much since the system was rolled out. We all immediately logged into our alt tunes to see what was for sale elsewhere.
Yeah, when you think about how you can cage pets up and stuff, this can get kind of interesting. Like, you can go buy a macaw. Oh, actually, you know, one more significant than that. Like, on our Earthen Ring server, the Disgusting Oozling is going for, like, 15,000 gold. Whereas on Darkspear, the Disgusting Oozling is only going for, like, 4k. If I wanted to, and I don't have a Disgusting Oozling, so my goal is to get that and have that as a pet. But if I wanted to, I could get a Disgusting Oozling on Darkspear, go back to Earthen Ring, cage it up, and then put it on the auction house... Theoretically, for 15k.
Yeah. It's Blizzard's first real steps towards a global market. And it's crazy. And I'm not sure what they're going to do or if they're going to try to restrict it. And I really hope they don't. Because I would like to see this sort of thing in action. Everybody swears it'd be a collapse of something, but I don't know.
And the thing to think about is this is the only market in the game where you can do this. You cannot do this with anything else. You can't
even mounts.
You can't do this... With mounts, you can't even transfer your heirlooms across to other characters on other servers.
Yeah. So this is going to be crazy.
Yeah. So this is interesting. It'll be interesting to see if they put safeguards up for this. From going from a silly little thing that you could have in your bag and pull out just to goof around with and have everybody make fun of you because you actually have a non-combat pet to being an entire system, a side thing, you're going to still have to level up normally. You know, if you want to get every pet, you're going to have to PvP or PvE to level up. Battle pets isn't going to help you level up. You know, you still have to play the main.
There's the quest line. That'll give you XP, but you're going to have to play the game. It's not like archaeology was. Archaeology was a viable alternative to leveling. I'm not seeing that in this system.
No, they are keeping this as a completely side thing. And I'm fine with that. You know, they want to keep the focus of the game where it should be, which is World of Warcraft. And while I do like that the idea of you picking what aspect of the game you want to play in, you know, there still is the focus. This is Warcraft. This is about killing each other and killing
things. This is about the war and Warcraft and all the other stuff. The rest of the world, not just the pet battles.
Right. But it's nice to have a Blitzball, you know, in WoW.
It's really nice to have a Blitzball. And that's our show. If you would like to contact us, you can reach us at wowbattlepets@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. Kephis is at the Kephis, and I am at Aludra_AIE. Our theme song is by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane. Special shout out to AccuZod. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Zod.
Woo! All right, thanks for listening.
Now I gotta go play some Blitzball.
This has been a Tin Cans and Shoestrings production.